Hey, what's going on, friends? I've got another free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Okay, it was me trying to find my way mornings on 107.3 WBBL. Julius and I, strangers before this show began, and kind of ended being still strangers. Talk about a guy who did closed book. But anyway, we did the best we could. And the full show, I post them on my Patreon in the order that they happen. We're right now in October of, 2016, just before Trump won the election in a surprise over Clinton. We talk about that quite a bit in the show, in the days and weeks coming up, and on and on and on. But I'd like to give you a little free view on this platform so you can check out how it sounds, and maybe that could fill more time for you into your listening enjoyment after my free podcast is done. I'm trying to corner the market on your ears. Okay, so 15 plus hours of content I put up there each and every week on my Patreon, just another platform, okay, for you to get more podcasting. This one's behind a paywall. That's what Patreon is. You give me $5 or $10 a month, I give you 60 plus hours of content each and every week with shows like the Patreon Bonus Podcast, the Lost Zane Recordings, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, the Insane Asylum, my two-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100. You get it before it airs and without commercials. Me playing a DJ, or doing my DJ thing, if you will. And then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, once a week on Patreon. Go to P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's E-R-I-C, Zane, Z-A-N-E, all one word. And then you're good to go. Patreon.com/Eric Zane and sign up. I suggest just the whole trial thing, probationary. Try it out for 1 month. I think you'll like it. If you don't, cancel it. No big deal. Then you can let it, or you can let it ride or convert to a yearly, and I'll save you 10%. And then you're keeping the show funded. Puppy dogs fed, lights on, equipment paid for. And as we continue on through year four of the podcast, thank you so much for checking this out. Whether you decide to get the Patreon or not, that's totally up to you. And hopefully this will be just the right thing for you to sign up. But if not, that's okay, too. I'm just happy that you're giving me the time. Okay, folks, enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. And good morning. It's the Eric Zane Show, show number 134, Friday, the 21st of October, 2016. Welcome in. That's when she called my eye. Julius is here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Was driving in, and I was looking for some celestial excitement. Headed down 42nd Street southbound in Hudsonville, getting ready to make a left on the Baldwin, craning my neck out of the windshield, looking up at Orion.
Orion Construction, or?
No. Oh. No, in the sky, the constellation, Orion. Orion's sword is the red giant Betelgeuse. I don't know if you know that. And that was the origin of the Orionid meteor shower. That's should have been able to be seen. It was clear. Did not see any meteorites burning up into the atmosphere. I was hopeful. Didn't happen. Remnants of Halley's Comet. I don't know if you know that either, Julia.
I did not know that. That's still visible?
Well, the when that thing buzzes around, a bunch of junk flies off it every time. It's this enormous ball of ice. And it kind of floats around every time it makes a pass. Not the comet, the junk that flies right off it. And then burns up as it comes in. These tiny, tiny particles. But they look
not that tiny.
Well, the particles are. The small little meteorites sometimes are only about as, you know, they're specks of dust that you can see from forever away.
So it was Halley's Comet flew by in 1986. Do you remember that?
I do. I do remember that. With a little luck, I'll be able to see it again.
No, you won't. 2061? Doubtful.
So that's 61. How many years is that?
35-ish. 35. Well, if you're lucky, I suppose you could.
Yeah, I'll be like the same age as my dad is now. Right? Yeah.
I think
I'm 46 now, plus 35.
Oh, no, that's not right at all. No, that's 50 some years away.
Okay, now we're pushing it.
Yeah.
But I had hoped to live to like 100, so.
I'm going to be 71 when that happens. I might not make it. If I'm lucky, I won't make it.
It's not that big of a deal when you see it. It kind of just, it looks stationary in the sky.
Sounds boring.
You can see, it's boring. It is boring. There was another comet that came through in the 90s called Hale Bopp. You ever heard the story about the Hale Bopp comet?
I've heard of it, yeah.
This thing flies through, and the the thing flies through, and there was a cult somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And, I know what you're, yep.
And they had been waiting for this or something like that, and it was a group of people. They all killed themselves.
To be honest, the world's probably a better place without
probably.
Them.
You can't have these cults running around. The comet made them do it. Comet Hale Bopp. They found, I don't know how many dudes they found. They were all draped in like a sheet, and they were all wearing like the same gear.
Yeah, they all like, didn't they wear purple pants and like white Nikes or something?
Yeah, Nike Vandals were the shoes. That's what they were actually called because everybody made a big deal about it. All these dudes dead because of the damn comet. My gosh.
We should just convince a bunch of cults that there's like a comet coming. See if they off themselves.
Hey, what is the deal with the guy on the overnight?
Which one?
That's the guy.
Which one?
I'm driving in, and Amy Lawrence is normally on, just before our show. And occasionally you'll hear another dude, and it was this guy's turn today. Now he's filling in for CBS Sports Radio. Mm-hmm. You know his name?
I'm blanking. I'm looking
for it.
It's
a guy
right
always sounds like he's grinning. You can actually picture him grinning when he's talking because it sounds like he's got a huge smile with everything he says. And it's like, even if it's bad news, yeah, it's a terrible day today as two jetliners have smashed into the World Trade Center.
I didn't know you were going to go that bad.
Oh,
they're going to be like, man. Well, Ray Rice did. It's terrible.
Do you guys see that Cam Newton's leg broke in half today? That was terrible. What an awful thing. Hey, sad news report is my mom's dead.
Man, I just took a terrible call at the break. Got a call saying my mom died. Can't believe it.
So, I'm doing this show with a heavy heart today. There's an Amber Alert has been issued for my son. I'm in a lot of pain today. Are you supposed to have blood in your stool? Because that's what I had today. What is the guy was? Didn't you say that he was speaking in massive amounts of hyperbole and everything was all jacked whenever he did it?
Well, it was just terrible hyperbole. It was he was talking about the AFC West, whatever.
Football, yeah.
Yeah. He was like, I know the Broncos won the Super Bowl last year, but I got to say, I still like the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they're a better team. They're not fancy. They're meat and potatoes. I was like, they're meat and potatoes? What the hell does that even mean?
Yeah, I don't. Chunky soup or
I listen to a lot of sports talk radio.
No, I'm saying they're delicious. I mean, if I could, they just look like they'd be a delicious team to eat. Have I mentioned I'm a cannibal?
I've never heard anyone say, yeah, just, the team's just meat and potatoes. And especially with the Kansas City Chiefs, they're not meat and potatoes.
Yeah, no. Any other team, well, then you know what it means if you're saying they're not meat and potatoes.
But meat and potatoes sounds bland, right? Just meat and potatoes.
I think it sounds like a hearty meal. Like, you know, something you'd eat on a cold winter's night with a stew.
I mean, I know they're
the rest of that division is all like a various fish entrees.
They're like a chicken salad, Kansas City Chiefs. They're a beef.
I don't even know any other. Yeah. Kansas City, they're not meat and potatoes. They're more like a salmon with a rice side dish and a nice arugula salad.
Man, I'm hungry.
What, is there another AFC West team? I just don't know. Seattle.
Denver.
How about Seattle AFC West?
That's NFC West.
All right, other than Denver and
San Diego.
And
Now, the charges. Let me tell you something about the charges. Spicy shrimp. Their offense is more like spicy shrimp with a unique corn medley on the side.
What about the Oakland Raiders?
All right, let me tell you about the Oakland Raiders. They've been around a long time. They're more like an oatmeal. Coming up next segment, I'm going to break down the NFC West. They're more like various fine wines that you could have with your meal. We need to add this guy to Spartan Roundtable.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever he is.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
I can't find his name anywhere.
Have Gemmel kill him every time.
Like CBS Sports Radio brings up, they tweet out like, oh, next up Pharrell on the bench.
Yeah.
Next up, DA.
Right.
Nothing for this guy.
We got to find out who he is. He's the easiest guy to imitate. There isn't a person on God's green earth who cannot imitate this guy. This guy who just finished up at 6. I'm sure he's knowledgeable, but I mean...
Oh, I'm sure he is.
And every sentence, it's like, it just lays there, and then there's a pause. So it would be like, nah, Denver. That delicious. Their offense reminds me of a meat and potatoes. And then there's always this weird pause, like he's waiting for somebody to weigh in with what he just said.
Even though he's doing a one-man show.
There's no one around for miles. He's there all alone. He's not even supposed to be on the air. He's probably the janitor.
Yeah.
That's why you can't even see anything listed about this poor slob. Hey, taking a break from sweeping the CBS Sports Radio studios to give you a hot take about the AFC West.
The guy's over at CBS Sports Radio, like, who the hell is on air right now?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Who the hell is this guy? He keeps making food references.
Is this him?
This is him, yeah. Right.
He's probably going to be out after 5, and the Cubs are going to get to that bullpen anyway.
Yeah.
But it was not a wise decision by Dave Roberts. I'll give him a pass because I think he's had a terrific regular season and a terrific postseason.
Regular season?
Yeah, but is he meat and potatoes? Moments.
All right. Was the manager.
We're cursed. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who we bring in. Yeah. It doesn't matter who the manager is going to be. We're never going to win a championship.
I'm really excited about this year's team. He's talking about we. I don't know. Is he quoting somebody or is that like his hot team? I don't know. We'll have to go back and piece it.
I don't even know where. I don't even know what his name is.
Yeah, we have to find this out and include him on Spartan Roundtable.
Hey, Will. Hey, Will. What do you say?
Yes, what do you say, nameless grinning sports guy?
You hungry, man?
Well, I'm always hungry. Why?
You seem like a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
I don't even know what that means.
What is Tom Izzo like?
What is he like? Well, he's a great basketball coach.
No. I mean, what kind of food does he like?
Okay, I'll play your silly game. He's a hot dog.
I love hot dogs. They're delicious with chili and onions. That's how I rate spot in basketball.
Talking with Bill, he gave me a lot of the ideas for Spartan Roundtable about the entire premise. And then he says, next week you should do it with picks on the Michigan-Michigan State game. And I wrote, excellent, send me your ideas. It really helps and makes the bit easy to write. He goes, Gemmel has to break Tony's arm next time and then my arm in the next one. Minus would be brought to you by Metro Health. All things that have to happen with Spartan Roundtable. Do you have that clip of, yeah, here it is. This guy in Wyoming has was kind of just minding his own business, living on the street, and set up shop underneath one of the bridges along 131. And, well, things have gone south for him. Ken Kolker talked about it.
A man lived under a bridge next to US 131 for months.
He was busking.
Homeless and unnoticed. But now that he's in a homemade shack, John Foster Bentley is getting noticed.
All of a sudden, Kelso peers out from around the corner. Hey, I'm down here too.
But by police.
You hear a mandolin playing.
City inspectors. And 24 Hour News 8's Ken Kolker found out the city is giving him just a month to get out.
Yeah, Marley. John Foster Bentley says he understands why people who live nearby complain to the city. And while
John Foster Bentley's like, you know, ever since Ray told me to get out of the house, things haven't been the same.
He says he hates life at his camp, built on property owned by the State Department of Transportation. He says it's all he's got. Bentley built this 7x10-foot shack this summer along Buck Creek, right at 54th Street and US 131 in Wyoming.
The Love Shack.
The Love Shack?
Yeah, it's a little old place where we can get together, you know.
Ken Kolker's like,
up I don't know about that.
It all started right here.
He's like, and then, yeah, that's why Kelso's in here.
In April, with a sheet and a stick, but high water led him to build his first shack, which he tore down.
Then I did the deluxe shack.
Upgrading.
Right here.
Yeah.
That's the deluxe model, by the way.
A home, he says, he built with wood given to him by highway construction workers. A pitched roof, a bed, a sink, windows, a battery-powered radio.
I'm curious about the sink because
I'm going to go ahead and say he just has a sink. That one that doesn't necessarily work. He just pretends to wash his hand and stuff.
He says
he makes water sounds.
Nearby stores for water and to use the bathroom.
This is no way for your fellow brother to
That's
live.
True.
The 53-year-old says he is a former factory worker who hasn't worked for years, says he's had trouble collecting disability and had a falling out with his family.
Oh, dear.
He says he survives on his bridge card, returnable bottles, and kindnesses, like the 8-year-old boy who showed up with his mom.
What?
And his mother come up.
My mind was racing until he said, with his mother, which is still a little bit weird, but a little bit less weird than just the 8-year-old boy showing up.
Who showed up with his mom.
And his mother come up, and she said it was all his idea.
Take my child.
And he gave me a bag of pennies.
Yeah, that was $10.
It's $10.
I ate good that day.
But it was his new shack, he says, that led to trouble.
If you're out of sight, they're fine, but when you come into sight of things,
well, they didn't know about you.
They don't want people to know that I'm here. They don't want people to know that there's other homeless people living in the woods.
Early this month, he got a stop order from the city of Wyoming. Then yesterday, this, an order to demolish by November 24th.
I want to hold my head up high and be a proud person and get back on my feet again.
And this is just a place to...
This is a stepping stone, for me right now.
He says he will move out by the deadline. Is this home right now?
Yeah.
No, Ken, it's a fort. I just play here.
There's no place like home.
Yeah, he tapped his feet like Dorothy. The guy did.
Now, Bentley says the Wyoming police who visited him have been kind and cordial. He says homeless advocates recently started working with him to find a place to live.
You need a roommate.
He stays in good spirits, amazingly.
You can move in with me and have meat and potatoes.
Now, Ken, you've covered other homeless stories before. You've been to other camps.
Listen to this.
How is this homemade shack that you went through tonight different from those?
It's a lot like the other camps, but those other camps were, like neighborhoods of almost of these camps. But the difference is those camps, almost all the sites had bottles of alcohol. I mean, alcohol is obviously a major problem.
Right.
But this man says he doesn't drink, and we made a surprise visit, and there is not a single bottle of alcohol there.
He's just trying to do what he can with what he has.
Exactly.
Sounds like.
Yes.
All right. Wish him the best. Thank you, Ken.
He finds pleasure in other ways.
Tomorrow, Colker's like, I did a further investigation. The bottles were seen floating down Buck Creek. Oh, boy. This is rough. Poor guy.
Got the name of the overnight guy, by the way.
Yeah, I see that. Tyler rooted it out. How do you say that?
I don't know, but he goes by JJ, though. It's JJ after Doc.
JJ in the morning, JJ after Doc.
Did you see a picture of him?
No.
If you had to guess, what do you think he would look like?
I would guess slight, skinny, paler skin, dark hair, feathered down the middle like it's 1982. Like he's a fan of the band Journey. He just got done watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Okay. He's a younger dude. Yeah. He looks like a little...
He's just a happy-go-lucky guy.
I'm excitable and young. And
the industry hasn't beat me down yet. Things are great.
Life is grand here on The Fan. I guess he's on The Fan.
Which is actually a really big deal.
How that, you know.
I don't know how the hell he got it there, but that's a big deal.
It's J.J. John Jastrzemski, the Polish food expert here talking sports and food. That's a new, you know, every time there's like subgenres of different formats and things like that. Hey, this is John Jastrzemski on WFOOD. We're talking sports and food with a great big old smile on my face. Coming up, the best foods to watch the Knicks play by. I like a cucumber salad with a nice vinaigrette on the side.
Why am I here? I gave some pleasures to Mike Francesa. Got me hired.
I kept them awake. Next segment, wine pairings and the NL West. Oh, here, coming up, CBS Sports Radio. Filling in for Amy Lawrence. Meanwhile, I got to go sweep the floors over in the next studio.
Yeah, quit sounding like you're grinning, happy face. My God. In the next segment, Julius sent along an article about a guy who is a UFO conspiracist. He's constantly been thinking that there's cover-ups involved with UFOs. And what happened next is there's not going to... slow that train down. In fact, it'll fuel that fire, wouldn't you say?
Yes, that's why I sent it.
It's very you don't have to do that. You know what would work there if you like John Jastrzemski? JJ would have said, "That's right, Zane. We'll get into it next." But no. So we'll get into that in just a little bit. And if anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show. I'm 107.3 WBBM.
And that's going to do it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you want the full show, as I indicated before, but cannot indicate enough, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks again for the time, folks. Bye-bye.